Today I'm trying Amazon's weirdest ninja items
because National Ninja Day is coming up.
As soon as I found out about National Ninja Day, I knew I had to celebrate with my family because we've been training to be ninjas our whole lives. I plan a ninja party and I want to get everyone a gift. The only rule is it has to be ninja related. So I took some advice from Ryan Trahan and scoured Amazon for the weirdest slash coolest ninja gifts I could possibly find.
This is the Dream Guy ninja costume and I thought it would be perfect for today's video and I think Ashton would love it. He loves showing off his muscles. Look at this guy. There's two ways to wear it. You don't need to wear the top part. And so this is like cute ninja mode. Let's get into it. All right. Not bad. Not bad. Comes with a COVID mask. It doesn't come with these tabby boots. These are separately on Amazon. It's a little flimsy, but you know what? I think this could work. Shows off the muscles. This is what it looks like shirtless. Not bad. My least favorite part is this belt. I think it looks super flimsy. One thing I hate about this costume is these tabby boots. They came separately. Look how they're supposed to attach. Look at all these golden knobs. Have you ever worn a shoe where you have to sting a bunch of golden prongs to keep it to stay? I do not understand. I tried for 20 minutes to put these on and then they just pop out right away. Not to mention, my toes are separated. I've got a toe right here.
Congratulations.
To truly test these tabby boots, I've got to see if I can run up a warp wall with them. And if I can, I'll give them 5 stars. Here we go. This product actually looks awesome. Look at this kid. I'm so impressed with his skills. He makes it look really good, but there are a lot of 1-star reviews that concern me, like this one. Got this for our 7-year-old grandson. Both he and a friend got smacked in the eye by the string and now won't play with it. Am I gonna be like this kid or like this? One star. Oh! These are heavy duty suction cups, and I'm gonna try to climb this building right here. It's an important ninja skill to be able to climb up to a roof and infiltrate through the chimney or something. I don't know. I think the cops are coming, so we're going to the next ninja item. Let's go. This is a ninja tree climbing set. I've got some ninja spikes on my hands. I've got a grappling hook and I've got spikes on my feet. Check those out. So these are pretty deadly. The reviews on these are crazy. Look at this one.
Crap, it doesn't work. If you try to use it, you will get hurt.
Okay, I just don't want to get hurt.
First, I'm gonna try the claws and the feet spikes. See if I can climb this tree.
Ow!
This tree might be too hard.
That's what she said!
I don't think that's working. You have to find a softer tree, I guess, because this is not piercing. But I still have hope for the grappling hook. Let's try the grappling hook. I've never used a grappling hook before. If this actually works, it would be an amazing gift. I would love this. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to hook it up there, right in that cross beam, and I think I could climb it.
Oh. Nope.
I got it to hold. Let's see if I can climb this tree. My worst fear is that I pull on it too tight while I'm climbing it and the grappling hook falls on my face.
Okay, pull it tight.
It's tight.
This rope's quite thin, but I think I can do it. This is embarrassing, honestly. This is the rope that came with this grappling hook, and I think you need a thicker one because I can just not get a good enough grip on how skinny it is. And I can climb a rope, okay? I can't hold on tight enough. This does not make a good gift yet. Now let's try it with nothing, and I've got to go retrieve my grappling hook. We broke it, didn't get to use it.
Alright, our next ninja item is a bit unconventional. It's the sponsor of today's video, Pi. Now you might be thinking, how is this a ninja item? Well, just like ninjas block unwanted attacks, Pi is a browser extension that blocks unwanted ads. Silent, stealthy, and effective. Picture this. You're pulling up Charlie Bit My Finger for the 100th time to show your dog, and boom! A stupid ad tries to ruin your moment. Not with Pi. With this brilliant gadget, ads vanish like a ninja smoke bomb. But here's the best part. If you still want to support creators like me and watch these gloriously annoying ads, Pi has a rewards program. That's right, every time you suffer through an ad, you earn points. I make money, you make money, and the cycle of capitalism stays intact, everybody wins. And my favorite feature, Pi's companion shopping extension. Pi's companion shopping tool automatically finds coupons when you're online shopping, so if you're like me and impulsively buying 100 ninja gadgets, Pi helps you save a ton of money. All you've got to do is head to pi.org/BrightonMiler. Click the Chrome button, and poof, your browsing is now ninja-proof! Check them out using the link in the description! Thanks, Pi, for sponsoring, and now let's dive back into the ridiculous world of ninja items.
Yeah, Spear, back off. The Greatest seems really cool, and he's got an awesome name for his spear, so I need an awesome name for my spear. And because National Ninja Day and Christmas are in the same month, I think the obvious name is Sabrina.
Huh?
Comment down below if you get it. Let's test out Sabrina and see if we can stab through this milk jug by throwing it. The Greatest said it's hard to throw it. It's not very practical, but let's put it to the test. Oh, I killed that jug. First try, it's super practical to throw.
Whoa.
Now I am the Greatest.
Aye-ya!
We're gonna test out this blow dart gun in this gun range and we'll see how far we can shoot accurately. So first, starting at 15 feet. Oh! If I get a bullseye, I'm giving this 5 stars. Oh, too high. I'm getting closer. I'm doing pretty good. Haven't hit a bullseye yet, but I'm gonna move it back to 30 feet. I'm doing pretty good. I'm impressed with this so far.
Oh, that was my best shot yet at 30 feet.
72 feet, here we go.
Oh, I think I got it on the board.
Let's see if I actually hit the board. How is my accuracy from 72 feet away?
Oh, that's pretty good, look at that.
This also has another cool feature where it's got tag BBs and you can actually shoot your friends with them and because they don't have spikes. Go!
Oh! Oh, did you aimed for that on purpose.
Check it out. I got this high quality katana from Amazon. It's so beautiful. It's so sharp. This is a lot different from my performance swords. It's a real sword. It looks beautiful. This is an honor to be able to use a sword like this. I'm gonna try to just do a slice and see if the bottle will stay still and I can just slice the top off. See if it's sharp enough to do that. Oh, it did cut. Look at that. That was clean. This is the Farting Poop Ninja Pen. Probably one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Who came up with this idea to have a poop head and then a ninja and a karate guy and then they can punch each other? And they make fart sounds after they punch.
3, 2, 1. Fight.
Next is this cute mini archery bow. I'm actually excited for this one. I don't know how powerful this is gonna be. I got it. Oh.
This is Nobuy. Check it out. He is a ninja inflatable punching bag. And he looks pretty good. He's a lot shorter than I imagined he would be.
Where's the rest of you?
We're about to test Nobuy and see his durability and if he's actually a good punching bag for training. Oh! Oh! He popped right back up. That was pretty good. That was a roundhouse kick. Let's try a front kick. Ah! That kind of hurt my toe, actually. This is the best thing to get if you want to get some anger out. You can beat up a ninja.
Oh, no.
Come on, get back up.
Let's see how he does against some weapons. Nunchucks. Why am I making those noises? I don't know. He's holding up really well, but I think this might be his match. By Nobi. Dang, I'm really impressed. What have I done? Let's hope I don't lose a finger on this one. But check this out, it's right here, it's so mini. Let's see how big this gets. All you have to do is press this right here, then this pin should come out. Then I think it just pops open like this. Oh, there we go. Okay, it's a little, I think it got a little messed up down here. Okay, but no big deal, right? I did it, I got a bow staff. Check that out. You can twirl that around, you spin it behind your back, go like this. It's not bad. It's holding up pretty good. Oh, okay, it's a bit flimsy, so I'm not sure how this is gonna work. Let's see what would happen if a bad guy was coming and I had to pop the bow staff out of my pocket and see if I could use it for self-defense.
Happy, happy, happy. Oh, okay. Get back, get back. Yeah.
This is a fire sword from Demon Slayer that actually lights up. And I'm really excited about this one because I'm a huge Demon Slayer fan. And there's a video on Amazon of this guy making this cool art with the glow of the sword. Let's see if this sword works. Do I feel like Tanjiro? There we go. Man, I'm geeking out on you guys tonight. But it does have a slight glow. It's not super bright. I heard some reviews that it's kind of weird to turn the light on and off, and they just like mess with the hilt and it just changes somehow. So I don't know, there's not a button on it, which I think is really weird. So you just like have to hit it or like mess with the little charging port and it like turns on. I don't quite understand that. I say we go into the middle of the park where it's dark and see how cool this looks. We just tried to make art with it with a picture, and I think it turned out pretty epic. I'm not sure how I actually looked, but I felt really cool, so that's a lot of bonus points with a flaming sword in the middle of the park. I'm enjoying myself. Is that big fun?
Jade is out there right now in the living room doing her school, okay? And I've got these glasses and I can spy behind me, and so she won't know I'm looking at her and I'll be able to know what she's really doing. It's got these mirrors in there, and so when I put these on, I can see directly behind me. Spy ninja glasses, you know, this is a game changer. Let's see how they look on. How do they look? I can see forward good, but I can also see behind me. Do you think she knows? I'm just hanging out, doing my thing. What are you doing?
Why are you looking that way?
I see you. Hold up a number and I'll tell you what you're holding up. 1. 10.
You actually know those with glasses?
What do you mean? I'm just looking at you. Do something silly, and I'll copy it. Leela says this is perfect for the ninjaholic in your life. And if you're celebrating National Ninja Day, you're probably a ninjaholic. She said, I got these for my daughter who is a ninja nut. Collectors of all things ninja, she loved them. These are Ninja Bread Men and we're definitely ninjaholic, so I needed these. What do you think, Jade?
They're so cute.
I had to bring Jade out to bake some sugar cookies, and I think we can make some really cute ninja cookies. This one's a punching guy. Hiya! This is a kick guy, and this is a flying sidekick guy. Yeah. flying psychic. So that's what the ninja cookies are doing. Now let's make them. There we go. I think these look really cute. So fast forward 40 minutes when these are all done.
Later.
The cookies are done. Let's see how they look.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa, that's so hot. Oh my gosh. What is this?
Why is that one the only one intact? I didn't.
This is flying sidekick guy. What happened? These things are so fragile. These look pretty far. We've got punchy guy right here. And we got flying sidekick, and he's got a mean smiley face, a mean grin. Like, it's not even a smiley face, it's like, ah!
I got this super cool new shirt. It says, ask me about my ninja disguise, and Brenda's husband pulls it off great. So I hope I look as good as Brenda's husband. But the only issue is they sent me a triple XL and I'm only a large. So this is 3 times bigger than what I'm used to. I've got the shirt on. It looks like a dress to me. This is massive.
Hey, what's your ninja disguise?
We gotta find someone to show this to, and hopefully they ask me what my ninja disguise is.
What's up, Ian?
Yo, what's up, dude?
So tell me about your ninja disguise.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. Cool.
This is V. She helps with our merchandise.
You like my shirt?
It's pretty funny for Friday, I would say, yeah.
For Friday?
Yeah. Ask me about my ninja disguise.
No, ask me about my ninja disguise.
Well, you tell me. Ooh. That is pretty epic.
This is epic.
We're going into Cole's office. He edits for us. Let's see what he thinks of my shirt.
Yo, what's up, Cole?
What's up?
How's it going? How's the edit going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Well, what's your ninjas, guys?
Morgan's totally right. This is tiny. What is this jumbo? I paid $60 for this and it looks really tiny. In the pictures, it looks massive, like it'll cover my whole body and I was gonna feel like a ninja turtle or something like that. I don't know if this is gonna cut it. Let's try it on and see if I feel like a ninja or if I feel stupid around here. Do I look like a ninja turtle?
Yeah.
No?
No.
You think so? Should I do a flip?
Yeah.
Cool. Whoa! Yeah, I'm Brighton. Another thing is, you know, this might be helpful if it protects your fall if you land on your back. Let's test it out. Oh, that was pretty good. No better place to celebrate National Ninja Day than the Ninja Kids Action Park. Let's go, come on guys.
Happy National Ninja Day!
Yeah! Guys, I got you all gifts to celebrate.
Wait,
what? Peyton, I got you a life-size turtle shell. It's like a ninja turtle shell, and if you fall down, it'll protect you. Try. Paxton, here's your gift, the farting poop ninja pen.
What?
I got you a mini archery bow.
Oh.
There you go. So Ashton, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Here we go, Ashton, Ashton, woo! Yeah! Don't forget to celebrate National Ninja Day. It's a very important holiday, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for being awesome.
See ya.